Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And today's show, I like to give you recipes. Like a couple days ago, we did the recipe on how to get an 800 credit score. Well, today, I want to elaborate on a blog that I just did. The blog was titled, Your Guide to Home Ownership. Okay? Basically, it was stating, and the first caption is, I want to buy a house. Now what? Okay? So that's what we're going to talk about today. I give you 8 steps. Today's show, we're going to go through 1 through 4. And then tomorrow, we're going to go through 5 through 8. And I'm going to walk you through. And this, I'm not saying that there won't be any speed bumps in this process. Because you don't know, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But if you follow these steps, I promise you, it'll make the process as simple as possible. It'll at least give you a peace of mind saying, okay, I did what I needed to do, and that's all I can do. You know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But put yourself in the best position you can. So the first thing that I mention in the blog is, unless you're blessed to have the cash. So if you're buying a house and you have cash, God bless you. But if you don't, the number one thing you got to ask yourself is, can I even get financing? Without the financing, everything else is irrelevant. Why look at a home, fall in love with a neighborhood or a property to find out, oh, you can't buy it? So basically, I'm going to go through some of the main primary steps in this process, and then I'm going to start going through the steps, okay? So the biggest piece of the financing puzzle is your credit, your income, and your down payment. Okay, so there are a lot of programs out there, and we're going to go through the down payment piece. There's a lot of programs out there that will help grant you that money or help you with that down payment. But the one thing I want to stress is if you have no money, none, it's probably not a good idea to buy a house yet, because you get into that house and if something goes wrong, the furnace goes out, the roof leaks, the air conditioner goes out, your refrigerator goes out. You're going to have to do something. And if you don't have the cash, you need to finance it. Now you're adding more and more and more debt on top of everything. So it might be a house of cards. So the first thing is the biggest piece of this puzzle, and there are all three are really big, but is your credit. Your income is what your income is. There's really not too much you can do. If you could make more money, you probably would. So that part is a constant. The credit is the issue that I want to address, first of all, okay? And I know I stress this on every show, but I want to, eventually, it might lump you upside the head to say, okay, my credit is important. What do I need to do? Even if you think your credit is absolutely perfect, you might be surprised. So, okay, so the first thing I want to dive into is your credit. And I'm just going to go briefly over this because I have many shows that address this in detail. You can find those on podcasts, on iTunes. They're on my website. They're all posted on YouTube. So you can go back to shows, and I label them very well. So you should be able to find them very easy. So let's go to credit. Even if you think you have absolutely perfect credit, please check it. Okay, 3 out of 5 people have misinformation on their credit report. I don't want you to spend any money at this point. Basically, I created a website, and I didn't create this to make a fortune. I created this to help. That website is creditscoresandmore.com. Again, credit scores, which is plural. You get your credit scores. Credit scores. And more.com. All right. the one thing I want everybody to do, if you do nothing, even if you're not looking to buy a home, complete step one. It's a free system. What it does is it'll give you a Vantage credit score. I'll elaborate on that in a minute. It'll give you monitoring. So if anybody pulls your credit, you get alerted. If your credit scores go up or down, you get alerted. There's a lot of bells and whistles into this process. You don't have to sign up for any of the other stuff. It's a website that, you know, they bring you in and then they try to upsell you to some things. Don't buy them. Just use the free system. Also, part of the free system is a $50,000 identity theft protection for free. And what I want you to do is once you create the account, don't really pay attention to the score. The score is what's called a Vantage score. It's an educational score. I want you to dive into your accounts, every account that shows up on in your credit, and review those. Review them for accuracy. Are there accounts on there that shouldn't be on there? Are there accounts on there that, you know, you might have paid off that don't show paid off? Or do you have any collections you weren't aware of? You might have had a medical bill that was $50 you didn't even know about. When I purchased my first home years ago, there was a Sears bill that I had that showed I didn't pay it. Well, I moved from West Virginia to Chicago, and I moved from college back to my parents' house for about a week or two to get everything acclimated, and then to Chicago. Where the bill is going, I have no idea. I didn't even realize I had one. So when I went to buy my first home, it popped up. I went over there and paid it and cleared it up. The credit piece is the biggest piece of this puzzle. Okay, so go on there and look at your credit. Look at it in detail. I would suggest you do it once a month. Just go back in there, refresh it. Doesn't cost you anything. And you can monitor your credit, okay? That's the credit part of things. And I won't dwell on that because I have probably 100 shows that basically go over that credit piece, okay? Income. Income is what it is, but you might not know how to calculate it. For example, and this is why you need a mortgage professional, and that's the first step that we're going to get into. But let's say, for example, you own your own business. And you're like, Dan, I brought in last year, we brought in $500,000. Awesome. Well, how much in deductions did you take off of that? If you're a truck driver, for example, what did you deduct from that $500,000? You depreciated the truck. You had mileage. You had gas. You had tolls. You had maintenance. You have a cell phone bill. You might have navigation bills. You might have insurances. You might have a ton of things in there that you write off against that $500,000. So your bottom line might be, believe it or not, $50,000 or $60,000. So what number allows you to qualify? The $500,000 or the $50,000? Huge difference. Do you know the answer? You might not. Rental income. If you have multiple rental properties, you know, you say, okay, that property gives me $1,500 a month in rent. Well, is that used? No. Your tax returns are used. There's a schedule on your tax returns that breaks everything down. It shows how much rent you received and then how much, you know, you paid in your mortgage, how much do you depreciation was, how much were your homeowner's insurance was, your taxes, your this, your that, any maintenance bills you had, any management bills you have. Believe it or not, 9 times out of 10, your rental property is a negative. So when you factor that in, do you qualify? You might not. So that's the income piece. You need somebody involved that knows how to figure that out. Okay, so that's that part of it. Down payment. Again, how much are you working with a down payment? If you have nothing, yes, you can buy a home. Should you? I'm not the judge of that. But if you were my cousin, my brother, my kids, I would say, you know what, don't buy yet. As I addressed in the beginning of the show, you have a furnace that goes out. I mean, you're talking $2,000-$3,000. What are you going to do? You don't have the cash, so you finance it on a credit card. The credit card rate's 18%. You did $3,000. Now you add another $40, $50, $60 a month in your debt on top of the mortgage that you just took out. Okay. let's say your car breaks down, it goes kaput, you have to buy a new car. Now you're talking $300-$400 a month on top of, you know, all the other bills that you just accumulated because you purchased a home. I'm not deterring you against buying a home, but I want you to get the facts behind things. I'm not here peddling, you know, get you a mortgage and get you into a house. I want to educate you and say, should you get into a house? Okay. So that's that part of it. So when we come back, I'm going to go through some steps. And what I might have to do, unfortunately, is push this off to another show, because in segment two, we're going to go through the first four steps of the process. Okay. And it's basically getting, if your goal is for home ownership, you know, especially like this year and within the next 6 to 8 months, what do we need to do? So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So I've had multiple questions on YouTube, and I've actually received a bunch of phone calls as well. And many people don't know what I do. So let me just reiterate what I do. Those in the Chicagoland area, you should know I'm a mortgage broker. I have been for over 31 years. It's all I've really done in my life. I've got out of college and got into the mortgage business. And that's what I do. My job is to get you the financing to purchase a home. I do have a group that I can refer you to get, you know, help you find the home. That's the realtor, an attorney to help you with all the legal pieces of the puzzle, and a home inspection company, because I highly suggest you get a home inspection when you're purchasing a home. So basically, that's what I do. I'm a mortgage broker. My job is to help you get the financing to the property and beat any quote that you can get on your own. And I would bet 99.9% out of 100 times I can do that, or I do that. So please stay tuned. But if you want to talk to me, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. Also, check me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Take care. God bless. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And today we are walking you through a home purchase. Okay. And again, I like to put recipes in place or steps in place to say, okay, do this and then do that. And follow these steps or the recipe, because I can assure you, if you do, you'll have a better peace of mind during this process. Okay. So again, you know, my analogy I use a lot of times is if you're cooking or baking cookies and you miss a step, what's going to happen to the cookies? I don't know. They're probably going to be terrible. Most likely. So if you don't follow, you know, simple steps in processes, it could really mess up the system. So, okay. First segment of the show, we went over the three biggest components when buying a house. It's your income, your credit, and your down payment. So now what are we going to do? Okay. So now you want to find out your real FICO scores. Your FICO score is your credit score. This is the score that all your lenders will be using. And if you pull it and I pull it the same day, we will get the same credit score. So if you want to make a jump on this, it is a step on my website that I created, and it's creditscoresandmore.com. Step two is going to give you your FICO score. Okay. When you do that, and I highly suggest you do, because this is, if you really want to know what your credit is, your credit scores. So if somebody says, you know, what's your credit score? And you say a 620, and they ask you, is that your mortgage score? I don't know. I guess. Well, don't guess. Know what you're working with. Know what you're working with. So go to creditscoresandmore.com. Step two, I think it's going to cost you about $40, but if you use the system, you'll get a 20% off discount by going through the website. It's going to give you, it's overwhelming, and I'm going to just briefly, you know, go through this. You're going to click, you want to click all the bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, okay? Click it and order it. You're going to get approximately 36 credit scores, okay? All I want you to pay attention to when the screen comes up and gives you some scores, don't pay attention to those. Go into each segment. Go into your TransUnion score and I have a YouTube video explaining this. Go into your TransUnion score, scroll down a little bit, and it's going to say, here's your mortgage score. Write it down. Then click out of that. Go back to the dashboard. Hit the Experian. Scroll down. Look at the mortgage score. Write it down. Go back to the dashboard. Go to Equifax. Scroll down. Find the mortgage score. Write it down. Whatever is the numerically the middle score, that's the score you're using. All lenders will use that. So now when you call somebody, hopefully you call me. You say, Dan, I pulled my credit. Like you said, my middle score is X. Awesome. We know what we're working with. We know what we're working with. Also, go through that meticulously again. This is going to take some homework from you. But go through that those credit reports and make sure the information is accurate. If it's not, you can actually dispute it or question it right on that website. Okay? So that's the credit portion of things. Know your credit. Review your credit. Find out if it's accurate. Okay? So that's that part of it. That's step one. Step two, start early. Start early, especially if you do not have a 620 credit score. Dan, you said I can qualify with a 580 credit score. You can. But a 620 will give you open up many, many, many more products for you. So we're going to get you're going to order your credit. You're going to see those credit scores, write them down. And now you're going to say, okay, I got the 620 credit score. Now what? Okay, good. You now know the credit scores are there. Okay. So, but now we want to get, you know, what happens a lot of times, especially in spring, is people say, you know what, my rent is or my lease is due in May. You realize you just called me on May 1st. You're going to get pre-approved. You're going to find a house and you want to close within 30 days, give yourself at least 90 days, minimally 90 days. Why? It gives you time to find a home. Let's say your credit is absolutely perfect. I can get everything else done, but now it gives you time to find a home and it gives us time to get the financing done. It gets the seller time possibly to move out. It helps everybody. Okay, so that is step two. Start early. All right. During that process, we want to get you pre-approved. We're going to work on a pre-approval. What I don't want you to do is just go online, Google the fastest mortgage pre-approval that's possible. Click that, plug in your information. 2 minutes later, you get a pre-approval. You print that out and you give it to your realtor. Don't do that. You're going to hit a brick wall most likely during this process. You want an experienced loan person. You want somebody that you can talk to. Here's why I talk to everybody. I might lose clients because, you know, a lot of the millennials, a lot of younger people just like click, 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 click. I can guarantee you, you're going to have issues. So, yes, you can go to my website. It's 1160mortgage.com. Top left, click apply. Boom, boom, boom. Within an hour, I'll probably get back with you. A lot of times I'll say, hey, can you give me a quick call? At least I can just pick your brain. What are you looking for? Have you found something? Go through your application real quick for accuracy, and then I'll issue you a pre-approval. But during that process that I'm talking with you, I ask a lot of questions, and I listen. I'm listening to what you're telling me. So I can find, is there issues there? Like in the first segment, are you a truck driver saying you make $500,000? Well, you don't make $500,000. That's not the income that's going to be used. So that's an area that we cover. Hopefully you know your credit score. So you can say, Dan, I have a 710 credit score. We'll go over your income. Now we know the income. We'll go over your down payment. Now we know the down payment. So now I can structure you into a program that best fits your needs. I have hundreds of programs. There is not a cookie cutter mortgage saying, okay, the 30-year fix is this, and here's what you got. Almost every person is unique. So that's why you need a personalized mortgage loan or approval or pre-approval. So again, hopefully you reach out to me. I would love to help. Even if you don't use me at the end result, at least give me a shot at educating you, giving you a quote, telling you the programs that I would suggest putting you into and why. Okay? So that's part of step two. Now we're going to go to step three. We want an experienced, full-time realtor. Why? Number one, it's free. It doesn't cost you a penny. The seller pays their costs. Okay? So we want to find a full-time experienced realtor in the area that you're looking to buy. Why? Because they know the area. You can ask them questions. How are the schools? How are this? You can Google this stuff, but it's better to talk to somebody and get real world experiences. Many times when you Google something, for example, let's say you went to a restaurant and the service was phenomenal. Did you go to their website and say, hey, the service was phenomenal. The food was phenomenal. No. Let's say it was terrible. It was the worst experience I had. So I jump online, I plug in everything, and the service was absolutely horrendous. Many times I find that reviews, take it with a grain of salt. So we want to find a full-time experienced realtor in that area. You want to avoid ones that have, you know, they can't be overwhelmed with too many clients. But you really don't want to be their only client. Here's why. They make a living on selling homes. If you're their only client, that might be their only paycheck for that month. Do they really have your best interest in mind? Or are they just trying to get a quick sale? I'm not stepping on any toes here, but I'm just trying to give you the facts behind things. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. And, you know, paint this with a perfect brush. I want you to be aware on what you're getting into. Okay, so we need a full-time realtor. What happens when you get with that realtor and you go out to, you know, you see 10, 15, 20, 30 homes, and now you find that house of your dreams? It's like that, this is ours. I can picture my family in here. I see my kids, you know, my daughter in that room. The school is awesome. It's real close to the highway that I can get back and forth to work. Now, what do? Well, you put in an offer. Okay. This is where the realtors come into play. The better your realtor, the better your chance of getting that house at the best price for you. The better the realtor, the better your odds are getting a good deal on that house and you getting that house. Okay. So, tomorrow we're going to come back and say, okay, now you placed that offer on the house. Now what? What's the next step? Where do we go from here? This is where the confusing part gets for a lot of people. So I'm going to make a special show for that. So I hope you tune in tomorrow for that. If not, like I said, go to iTunes, look me up. Go to YouTube's, look me up. It's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. But if you also want to talk to me personally, give me a call. It's 630-338-1160 or find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Thanks again for listening. I hope you come back tomorrow and God bless. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.